Conclusion. Now I conclude this part of the discussion dealing with logical arguments for the existence of God. As I stated in the beginning, I wanted to reaffirm that I have avoided pedantic discussions and have elaborated on some simple points only. I have addressed myself mainly to the youth who, being immature, are sometimes influenced by modern teaching and adopt such views. What I have written, I reckon, should suffice a pure-hearted person, and the remaining doubts can be resolved in the light of the principles that I have stated herein. As for those who are perverse, do not want to resolve their doubts, are blinkered by prejudice, and are unwilling to discern the truth, I have no remedy, nor does anyone else except God. I pray that God may remove their doubts, grant them wisdom, and through his grace not let anyone pass away from this world without having recognized his Lord. Nothing would be more unfortunate for man than to leave this world without knowing the one who created him, sustained him, and bestowed on him all his faculties. I conclude with a beautiful excerpt from the writings of the promised Messiah, alayhi salam. How unfortunate is the person who still does not know that he has a God who has power over everything. Our paradise lies in our God. Our highest delight is in our God, for we have seen him and have found every beauty in him. This wealth is worth procuring, though one might have to lay down one's life to procure it. This ruby is worth purchasing, though one may have to lose oneself to acquire it. O ye who are bereft, run to this fountain, and it will satisfy you. It is the fountain of life that will save you. What shall I do, and how shall I impress the hearts with this good news? And by beating what drum shall I make the announcement that this is your God, so that people might hear? What remedy shall I apply to the ears of the people, so that they should listen? Kashti-e-Nu, Ruhani Khuzain, Volume 19, pages 21 to 22.